Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
So there was this tap on the shoulder on the subway. "Is that a sales book?" he asked. You see, I take the subway instead of driving often so that I can read. And this trip turned into just this like 15-minute impromptu business consult with a man named Mandeep. I said it's more about business structure, and then I showed him the cover of the book. It was Clockwork, Design Your Business to Run Itself. He told me that he was a new business owner with an e-commerce store. And then he said, "You must be a millionaire," after I told him how many people work in my business. He told me that his mentor gave him books to read, including Think and Grow Rich. Mandeep then asked if I had a mentor. "Many," I said. "Some I've paid for, but all I've earned," I said. "Mentorship and coaching, you see, are different. Mentors believe in you. They help you grow. They guide you. They've been in your shoes. They help you overcome challenges, accomplish goals, have a roadmap, and help you navigate based off of best principles. Sometimes you apply for a mentorship. But it's not a blind click on a Facebook ad and a hard sell on a phone. You earn it by showing up with an eagerness and a willingness and a virtue of the work that you've already put in. Coaching's different. Coaching's about solving problems. A bad experience with a coach often stems from the client not knowing their goals and signing up for the wrong program." Then Mandeep asked me, he said, "Do you wish you hired more mentors or coaches?" "No," I said. "I might have achieved some success quicker with a coach, but recognized pretty early on that the advantage of a coach is their path and their system. You see, to sell coaching, this person claims the system worked for them and will work for you. And let's assume that this is true, which is a big assumption, but success is not a straight line. You got to expect bumps and bruises along the way. During that process, you need to acquire skills and experiences. This experience leads to the robustness to withstand setbacks and negative online comments. Hacking that experience by paying for a quick path, even with some success, doesn't provide the skills, the knowledge, the experience required for long-term success. So I haven't hired many coaches or mentors, which might surprise people. When I sign up for a program, I consider myself more than the program. It's less about, is the program or mentorship or coach good? More, am I ready to put my all into this, to really apply it? And do my values align with the person leading it?" You see, there's a lot of leaders in the business space, particularly that flaunt supercars, or they brag about the insane work schedules, or skipping weddings and not seeing friends, or whatever. And these people rarely have families, too, which is fine. It's right for them. Maybe, I hope. Either way, they've made their decision. Regardless, their values and my values don't align. I could learn from them, but I choose not to, because where they are in their life is not where I want to go. And at the end of the day, trajectory is what I'm after, not tactics. In aviation, for every 1 degree you're off course, you'll end up 1 mile off course after traveling 60 miles. You got to figure out your direction. Entrepreneurial burnout and psychological trauma, it's a big issue these days. And it's because running a business is hard, and it's that many aren't suited for it, but the system hasn't been hacked. Some people have figured out a few things that work right now, and maybe that's worth paying for, but perhaps it's ill-fated ego, but I felt selecting a mentorship and committing to it is a better investment than coaching or bouncing around multiple mentorships. Maybe others have figured out something magical. I don't know. If they did, I'll never know. Regardless, sticking to one well-chosen path and not hopping from tactic to tactic, it's served me pretty well. I spend as much time as possible doing the hardest and most important work that seems neglected. I read, I try, I think, learn, fail, show up the next day, and if all goes well, I win. My wins came from deeply understanding and trying things, and then separating myself from the internet nonsense to think about what happened and to find a creative solution that others missed because they were too busy copying each other. You know what I'm saying? The real problem with coaching, though, is that if the coach doesn't deliver you fast results, they get fired. The model has to prioritize giving you a quick win. It's a straight-up incentive value mismatch. The model's fault, not the coach or the client, but the client can bypass the model's core issue by internalizing that anything worth having takes time. Paul Saffo, he's a Stanford professor, he said to never mistake a clear view for a short distance. That's good advice. In my book, The Obvious Choice, I wrote that superfluous and superficial tactics get undue attention. It's true that success leaves clues, but what's visible is like an iceberg floating with 1/7 of its bulk above water. The work that really matters is invisible to the eye. And then I added to be weary of advice that has the shelf life of a brown banana, and instead to either categorize information as either permanent or expiring, to ask yourself, in 5 years, will this still work? Expiring advice isn't necessarily bad. It does, however, tend to distract us. I don't believe in quick results. I believe in strategy. I believe in sustainability and reliability, and I hope you do too. So as we reached my stop and I stood up to leave, Mandeep and I, we exchanged emails. And I said, there's no shortcuts, man. You're on your own. You need to earn support from others, I said. That was a hard lesson for me to grasp, but it made all the difference. As always, thank you for watching. Please hit the subscribe if you happened upon this somewhere else. And I hope that you pass this along to one person who might find it beneficial for you. We'll talk soon.